Hi guys, and welcome back to the Low Budget Bitches. This week we are talking all things Bravo. So we have Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Summer House. How are you, Aman?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
We're both single, by the way, to the listeners. Yeah. So, I mean, if anyone does want to send us, you know, roses or chocolate later on, we'll accept a belated Valentine's Day gift from anybody.
Yes. And we are not willing to date each other. So please don't say anything like that.
Yes. Anyways.
Anyways, this week we only have one Housewives series, Salt Lake City, and it's a big one, actually. It's the first part of the reunion. Yeah. And let me just say, they really brought it at this reunion. This was an example to all the other franchises. Like, this is how you do a reunion. It was like watching like a tennis match. I was just going back and forth like, oh my God, what's going on?
Oh my God. Speaking of, like, did you see Meredith's head? At one point she was like looking back and forth at people, like the camera like showed her doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, literally that would be me if I was in any sort of reunion.
Oh yeah. Even if they were sitting like actually like close to each other, I still would be like.
Exactly.
Because of like the way that so many things came out and all the arguments that happened.
Yeah, what do you think of like the new format of reunions, these socially distant reunions?
I mean, do they really make a difference in terms of like safety for the coronavirus? I mean, at one point Andy walked up to Whitney and was just like grabbing her text, and it's like, where's your face shield? I know they get tested, but still, it's like, what's the purpose of this socially distanced?
Yeah, it feels just very like pretend obeying rules, but like you're not really, because there's still, we know that each of these housewives come with like a full team of like glam squads, and you know, also like they're like husbands or friends or whatever. So it's definitely a little caught like what are we doing here? But I mean, I find it a little bit better than the webcam ones, because we've seen, I think Atlanta was the only one that was a webcam one, right?
Oh, no, Beverly Hills was as well.
Oh, right. I didn't really, like, care for those too much, but...
Same.
Yeah, and what... Okay, can we also just quickly talk about the seating arrangement?
Okay, yeah. That seating arrangement was weird. Like, I understood, I guess, Heather and Jen being closest to Andy and also being on opposite sides, because they kind of had some tension at the very end.
Yeah.
But... it was interesting to see Meredith and Mary on the sides that they were on, because I thought it would have been switched.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, I kind of feel that because like this is a more socially distant reunion style, they can kind of place anyone anywhere, because like it's not like people are on like the same couch and the camera is going to like pan the reactions of people who are sitting beside each other. So I guess it kind of like takes away from like the past reunion seating, you know, things that we used to see where like the two people fighting would be the closest to Andy and then their teams on the sides. But I do agree with you. I was really confused. I thought that Mary and Meredith should have been switched.
Exactly. Okay. So like, let's just get into it. I mean, okay. The first thing I thought, I was like, Meredith, do you really want us to believe that Brooks saved up his own money to launch this tracksuit line that has one tracksuit? And you know, I was like, Meredith, just stop covering for Brooks. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe that's why he only has one tracksuit, because he used his own money.
I mean, we both know that Brooks has probably never worked a day in his life. So I guess it's a matter of just saving his allowance that his parents gave him. But it's just like, yeah, I mean, I admire how much Meredith like really like loves her child, that she's like willing to like say stupid stuff over. But I guess that's motherhood, right?
I know, yeah. And then this whole Brooks tracksuit with the fashion show and the vagina is like a whole storyline at this reunion. And I'm just like, Meredith, stop. I really wasn't on Meredith's side.
So in terms of like this whole drama, let's kind of like unpack this. So basically, what happened was, that whole kerfuffle about Jen doing the high kicks in Meredith's home, and then Meredith's kids both, seeing her vagina. And then apparently, Jen still slept over or something. But then Meredith is claiming that she basically like crashed and fell asleep on her couch or her
I
bed or
blacked out.
something. And then that she gave her a tracksuit for to like take home or to like to wear. And then whereas Jen is saying the complete opposite. So like, who do you believe for the story?
It's so hard to figure out who to believe because we've seen Jen like flat out lie in this season. But then at the same time, I feel like Meredith is just covering for Brooks. And then I'm just not for that. So I'm slightly more on Jen's side just because this whole vagina gate is so dumb. And I can't believe Meredith is like defending her child like that.
Yeah, here's what I kind of think. I kind of think that whatever happened between them that night, like, I don't think anything was severe, but I think when Jen and Meredith started fighting, I feel like Meredith probably saw like this that event and that opportunity to like really like grasp onto so that she could make Jen look a little bit worse than she is and just add more fire to, the bigger picture. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know who to believe. I'm just like, because I don't really like Jen too much, and I
Right?
do like Meredith more. But then at the same time, I think when Meredith's like, when she, the minute she starts talking about her son, I think that's where I'm just like, okay, Meredith, no.
I know. And then I love how Jen brought up the fact she was just like, Meredith, the only time I saw your son upset was when you were smoking. I was like,
That was
wow.
shady. That
Shade.
was like, wow.
And then Meredith, I mean, her reaction was so dramatic and it kind of just made me believe Jen more.
Yeah, no, do you believe that Jen recorded Meredith smoking and that she has this kind of reminded me of that one time in OC when like Shannon was supposedly like recording voice recording like a conversation. I don't remember what scene it was, but I was just like, this is interesting.
Yeah, when Meredith like blurted that out, I was like, who wants to record you smoking? Like it, you're not smoking like crack. You're just smoking a cigar, a cigarette. It's not illegal. I mean, why are you so pressed?
I think just if I can analyze Meredith for a minute, I think because she is just a very closed off person, a lot of
Yeah.
things that are starting to come about are just regular things about somebody's life, you know? But when it comes to her, because she's kept a lot of things private, it's kind of like she's being like quote unquote exposed in a way. So she is like, I feel like every time, and even in past episodes in the season, we saw that every time something was brought up. So just like how her and her husband were, dating other people while they were separated, like she is able to admit to it, but it's just like you could have just made this a known fact from the beginning so that it wouldn't feel like you're being exposed or anything, because it's just a normal part of life. You know what I mean?
Right. And like just her reaction to this sort of exposure, it's just so dramatic that it's like, okay, relax. This is like a regular thing that happens in other people, millions of people's lives too. I mean, yeah, her reaction kind of lit some, added some fuel to the fire.
Oh, yeah, it did for sure.
Now we gotta talk about Miss Lisa Barlow. She's going hard in this reunion. She straight up told the producers, roll the footage. What a power move.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about her because I mean, okay, so this reunion did kind of give us a different perspective for Lisa, and it does seem like she was given a little bit of a villain edit. And that is the unfortunate part about, reality shows, because it's like we all watch and we all think we know what's happening. But again, we usually, whenever anyone's watching reality television, we know that it's not obviously 100% real. But we kind of put that illusion to the back of our, or like the truth of it to the back of our mind and just believe the illusion. And so at these reunions, whenever we see unaired footage, it's like, oh my God, like things actually were very different. And someone, a lot of people, like in this case, I do love Heather and I've loved her throughout the season, but she was definitely given a much better angelic edit compared to Lisa. Like I didn't even know it was Lisa's actual birthday on the day that Jen threw Meredith that big birthday party. Like I didn't even know that.
Yeah, same. I didn't either until obviously they rolled the footage of her just, telling everybody, like, yeah, it's my actual birthday today. I was like, what the heck? Like, why would Jen just like ignore Lisa and throw a party for Meredith? And Meredith even mentioned, she mentioned like, yeah, it's actually Lisa's birthday on that day. So like, if you could, do something, incorporate her into it, that'd be better. And then they had to show that footage of like that giant cake coming in, and then the tiny one
Oh
that
my
said
God, okay,
Lisa.
that cake was also so crusty because it was like supposed to be like Louis Vuitton, like the logo, but it
Oh,
was like
yeah.
Lisa Barlow's name and it wasn't even like cut properly. I was like, this is so janky. Like you didn't even have, you could have just gotten her a regular birthday cake. It didn't have to be like a little purse or something.
I know. I feel like a Dairy Queen ice cream cake would have been much better.
Yeah, I don't know. That entire thing is just very weird to me. But in terms of like going back to like the looking at all the unaired footage, what do you think of like Lisa now? Like, do you think that Heather was snubbing her at various events, or do you think she was still like being the asshole in the situations?
Okay, I don't know what Lisa is seeing, but maybe it's because she was actually there. But I don't think that Heather was snubbing Lisa. It's like when they were at Meredith's birthday party, Heather went up to Lisa, but Lisa was like walking away while Heather was trying to like say hello or try to give her a hug, and Lisa just was just like, okay, bye. So I don't think Heather's wrong. Lisa is the one who's like snubbing people.
Yeah, it was I mean, I do see Lisa's perspective. I just think that they both like just don't like each other, or they just like both had bad vibes towards each other, that I guess that night they just both didn't feel like full on going the way. Because I feel like when you're in uncomfortable situations like this and in parties like this, whenever, like for me personally speaking, whenever I see somebody that, I kind of don't really want to say hi to, but I kind of lock eyes with them and kind of wave to them, I would rather, much rather, actually just walk up to them, have a really awkward conversation, get it over with, and then move on, rather than like kind of like being passive. And I think that they were both just being passive towards each other.
For sure. I mean, do you think Lisa talks down to them and is like condescending towards like Heather and like Whitney?
1000% yes.
Right. So I could not believe that Lisa, when she was arguing with Whitney and Heather about, being condescending or whatever, she's just like, that's not how I'm being portrayed, or that's how you're portraying me. And I was like, how does that make sense? Those are your actions. How?
Yeah.
Lisa
I
really
think
was
she
delusional.
Yeah, I really do hate when a lot of like anyone in life like thinks that like, oh, but I wasn't trying to come off as that, but it's just like, no, but you did, and you have to accept it and you have to learn from it and move on, because life is not about like however you want to react, but it's also about like how other people, react to you and how people feel around you and like all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I definitely think that she needs to take a look in a giant mirror, and I do hope that this season was good for her to look at, and I hope that this reunion is another opportunity for her to like take a look at like how she's talking to other people, because it's not right.
Exactly. So I want to talk about Meredith and Jen again. Meredith is, I just, she's so challenging when it comes to Brooks. She says that Jen was attacking Brooks all over social media, and they brought up this one comment where Jen said like, oh, Brooks is using his white privilege or whatever. And Meredith was just like, yeah, you were attacking Brooks. Okay, listen, what we're not going to do is act as if calling out white privilege or saying the facts is attacking. I get really.
Yeah, that part was a little weird, and the fact that even the producers and the production like pulled up that tweet and like had to highlight white privilege. I was just like, but that's not like it's the truth, and like we can't start acting like that's like calling somebody like the N-word. Like no, like they're completely calling somebody white privilege is just stating facts, whereas saying something else about someone else in our other racial context matter, that is problematic. But white privilege, no, we're not going to make that a whole problematic thing.
Yeah, and I hate just like in the Housewives franchises in general, it's like anytime you say a fact or something that's just not positive, they're automatically like, oh my God, this is attacking me. You're bullying me. You're gaslighting me. And it's like, oh my God, we need to get Merriam-Webster the dictionary. We need to get it on set. And every single time, Andy needs to read the definition because these women cannot comprehend what these words mean. They just don't like
Yeah,
hearing it, you know?
I totally agree with you. And also, I think that in any sort of housewives context, we've seen that, never talk about the children. The children are off the table. But I do think that if the children are being a part of this show and they're inserting comments and they're having confessionals, then they're up for fair game.
This child is not a child. He is 20 years old. He's 21.
Yeah.
Where in the world is that a child? Like, Meredith, stop.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like Meredith, but again, just going back to my point before, like whenever she defends Brooks, I'm just like, oh, Meredith, I really wish he wasn't your son. And I really
I
wish she didn't
know.
have to defend him in this way because he deserves to be attacked by Jen.
He does. What did you think about Lisa talking about her kids, though, and getting emotional?
I don't know. I mean, I think that she's just a different breed, a different type of a parent. I think that and that's totally okay. I think that some people have different priorities for their kids. Her priorities are for her to build businesses for her kids rather than spend quality time with them. And I mean that's very interesting, and I do hope that her kids grow up, normal and they aren't like, weirded out by this. But I do think at the same time, her kids are probably growing up fine because their dad is like a good balance. Like we've
True.
seen Lisa's husband, and at the beginning of the show, I kind of thought that he was like weird and off and just as crazy as Lisa. But as time went on, we realized that he's a very, very, very down-to-earth, normal dude who just wants to spend some time with his family. So I think that her sons will be okay. And yeah.
Same. Okay, now Mary in this reunion, she's really coming for everybody.
Oh my God. Okay. So I was so gagged by this because I was also like, I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, also before we saw the reunion preview, I didn't know what to expect. And I was just like, it seems like Mary and Whitney are definitely going to be on the same side or like, like have each other's backs because we did see them being kind of friends. And also Lisa, too. Lisa and Mary are going to be friends as well because we saw them FaceTiming a lot during the season. But Mary did not give a shit about anyone. She walked into there and she decided to attack every single person, even when people were defending her.
I know, I know. It was wild.
I did not understand it, but also it was like goals. My favorite line was when Heather and Jen were talking about what it takes to be a good friend or
Oh
something.
yeah.
And, Jen was just like, Mary, you listening? And Mary's just like, Jen, I don't really care. I don't want to be your friend. And I died. I was just like, I love that.
I know she really just went for the jugular for all of them. She didn't give a fuck.
And okay, so what do you think changed between her and Lisa? Because her and Lisa were like really good friends, and they had like a moment where they fought in this reunion.
Right? I have no idea because it was when Whitney was saying like Lisa was condescending or whatever, and Mary was just like, yeah, you are. And then Lisa just tried to throw it back. She'd be like, you are too. I've seen it with your, I don't know, your staff and your church. And she was like, don't go there. I'm not talking about your alcohol.
I know. I thought it was kind of like really dumb for Mary to really get involved in that particular conversation about the
Yeah.
condescending. Because I was like, Mary, I don't know if like you're also delusional because you speak to your cousin slash housekeeper in a very condescending manner. You talk to all the people in your church in a very condescending manner. Also, there's been stuff released recently, like voice recordings of her like yelling at people. So I was just like, maybe you should have like kept quiet for this one, for damage control on your own part.
I know, she really jumped into like all of the fights.
All of it.
Okay, so what do we think about Whitney and Lisa and the whole debacle of, you know, the bar and the drinks?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we were recording like early of season one, right? So we never really talked about what we thought. So Whitney did release some of the text messages, and I kind of don't understand it, because if Lisa is saying that they were just contract people, then I don't know why Lisa was so pissed. Like, she could have just easily like said back then and there, like when Whitney brought it up to her at the party in the first episode, I think, that, thanks for letting me know. These are contract people. They aren't a part of our business, but we've used them in the past. And if they did a bad job, you know, we'll make sure not to use them again, or we'll let the company know that we usually go to that, the feedback. So thank you for letting me know. And I think that would have cleared everything up, because if it was Lisa's people, I kind of do understand why Lisa would be mad about it, because it is kind of like deteriorating her business a little bit, you know, the professionalism of it. But after seeing the text also that Whitney sent to her being like, oh, we're going to be filming, so it'd be really great to, you know, get your alcohol in the shots just so that, you know, you can get exposure. After seeing all that information and again just hearing about the contract situation, I'm still on Whitney's side of it all. I'm just like, Whitney did nothing wrong about telling you.
For sure. It's like Whitney was just giving you feedback, which literally any business, any good business at least, would want.
Yeah, I think that Lisa could have really like taken that feedback and made it into like a positive thing, and to show also like viewers that like, oh yeah, like my business, like we make mistakes and we're able to, you know, fix them. But I guess that's like the Mormon 2.0 in her that like also like kind of came over and was just like, no, if it wasn't perfect, then I'm pissed.
Yeah, or she could have done it where it's like, you know, we have an image to uphold and this is not acceptable. So, you know, that's really unfortunate, but we're going to make sure that this never happens again. It's like, there's so many ways she could have handled it to show that she was a businesswoman, an entrepreneur.
Also, just this is a side note, Lisa, she put on way too much fake tanner.
Oh my God, yeah.
Before coming to this reunion. And it honestly did seem like she had like 5 Red Bulls, or like at least like 2 big gulps before coming to this, because she was like yelling at people. She was like barking at people.
Oh yeah, she was on fire.
But she did a great job though. It was great. It was very entertaining.
I mean, of course, entertaining for us. What else was there? Oh my God, I love how like, I don't know if it was just the city, the people on it, but every single time somebody tried to interrupt an argument, one person would be like, no, you shut the fuck up, you stay out of this. And like the housewife would actually just be like, oh, all righty then. and they'd just be like, okay.
Yeah. Because
like in other cities, it's always just like somebody's like, shut the fuck up. And they're like, no, don't you tell me to shut the fuck up. I won't shut the fuck up. I'll talk whenever I want to talk. It's like, Oh my God.
I think these ladies are still getting used to like the housewife life. Like, this was their first ever reunion ever. I think that that's why they were kind of calm compared to other things. Like, but I guarantee you next reunion of the next season is going to probably be wild. Like they will probably be like beating each other up at the end of it.
I mean, in the preview for the next part, Lisa stands up and she gets in somebody's face.
Oh yeah. It's going to be crazy. Oh, we need to talk about Jen and Heather, their little argument, and Jen giving that very fake apology. That was rough. I can't believe, like, if I was Heather, though, I would have probably just been like, you know what? Like, it's been more than a year, and and the show aired as well, so you got to relive this, and you still didn't apologize to me when it came out. No, I don't even want your apology at this point, because I know that it's artificial. Andy's literally asking you to give me an apology, and that's not genuine.
I know, and it's like even Andy was just like, seriously, this is your apology. And even when he asked her, like, how did you feel when you saw it? And she was like, yeah, I felt bad when I watched it. And I was like, if you felt bad when you watched it, why didn't you just text Heather and apologize then? Like, clearly you're not that sorry.
Yeah, it was a little bit hectic. I mean, I don't know. I hope that next season Heather holds up her ground and, doesn't keep going back to Jen. Because in this season, just the kind of thing that annoyed me was that I know that she says, like, to be someone's true friend, like, you have to deal with the good and the bad. But I'm just like, girl, you've dealt with a lot of bad. Like, what kind of positivity has Jen brought into your life? Not much compared to
Very
what you've
true.
given to her. So it's like, I do hope that next season the dynamics change a little bit. But it's gonna be kind of interesting to see where Jen falls into line because a lot of these women don't really care for her right now. I mean, Lisa's probably the only one.
Right.
And Heather a little bit, but like,
Yeah.
Also, another complete side note, when they were talking about the plastic surgery
Oh
and
my gosh.
One of them, I think it was Jen, and she was just like, oh yeah, like my one of my sons like kicked me in the nose,
Oh
and so
yeah.
I had to get a surgery, and it was right on the tip, so I had to just get that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're literally describing what a nose job is. Like, it's usually people trying to like get like a bump or something like removed from their thing. Like, how convenient that your son happened to hit you in the face and you had to conveniently get a nose job to get that. Like, it's just annoying to me. And then my favorite thing is, well, my least favorite thing actually is when like the housewives, after like they talk about like what they've gotten done, they'll be like, yeah, but it was just a minor procedure, but in hindsight I should have gotten a nose job. And I'm just like, well, just admit to it, you did get one. Don't act like what you got was minor. No, you actually did get a nose job, so stop trying to cover your tracks.
I love how Meredith was quiet as a church mouse during that conversation. She was like, I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, she's gotten a
Because,
lot of work done too, seeing the
yeah.
before pictures. I mean, I would say this entire cast looks very, very, very different to what they look like originally.
Yeah. Probably the only person that looks mostly the same as Lisa, honestly.
I haven't seen a before picture of Lisa, but Lisa does, yeah, her face does look like she hasn't gotten like too much done. I think the only thing that she probably gets done is her lips, because you can kind of
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
tell when her lips, she has that like, she should go to like a proper place, because like she has that one effect that like, like you can see it and
Oh,
like the
yeah.
middle is still like kind
It's
of
like
tiny.
drifting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, not good.
Yeah. Anything else that we didn't talk about?
I think that was it. It's just gonna be, I laughed so hard during this
Oh,
reunion,
yeah,
and I was
same.
talking to some other people who I know who watched Salt Lake City, and they were just like, it was hilarious. Like, it was so good, and I honestly didn't think that the women could bring even more entertainment to this show, because like we saw everything and anything during the season, but this reunion did not disappoint, and probably was like a really good reunion. That I haven't like compared to like all the reunions that have happened in like the past year or two. So it was refreshing.
Yeah, this was completely a complete 360, 180, whatever from all the other franchises. 'Cause wow,
180.
this, yeah, a 180. I mean, the Housewives love saying that I've made a whole
Know.
360.
Mama, you're going in the same direction. I hope you know.
You're ending up at the same place. But yeah, this was such a great reunion. I just can't get enough of these ladies.
Same. I can't wait, and I hope that they're like, we haven't heard anything about them filming. I know that they got renewed, but we haven't heard about
Yeah.
them filming. But I do hope they're already filming for the next season, because I'm excited and I don't want to wait like too long.
I know, but do you think Mary is gonna come back for season two?
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of the ladies will probably be fine with her coming back, because they'll be like, she does add like a weird touch to it and does make it a little bit entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jen will want her back, but at the same time, I do think that these ladies know that good television sometimes requires you having to work with people you don't particularly like, which is something that like I never understood whenever like we've heard in the past in other franchises where housewives are like, no, I'm not going to come back if this person comes back, because it's just like, but don't you want great television? Because you hate this person, and if they come back, you have somebody to fight with. But I again, I don't really know, because a part of me does think that Mary, it would be smart of Mary not to come back because she has a church and her reputation has already been probably like, ruined from this first season. But at the same time, it's probably like one of those things where you're just like, eh, my reputation's already fucked up. Might as well just come back and become famous.
True, true. Would you want Bravo to add a new housewife?
Yeah, I mean, we got to see like a few friends this season. We got to see one of Whitney's rich friends who threw her husband's birthday party at her house, and we know that she's like the actual queen of Sundance, right? Like, I think that that's what like her claim was, or she's just like really rich. And then there was another friend that they had that was at the birthday party in the first episode, and then she was also Whitney was confiding in her in one of like the last episodes before Cherie's birthday party. She seems like a
Okay,
fun, ditzy person, and I feel like,
no. Stop, stop, full stop. She was at the Capitol riots.
oh, I'm so sorry, never mind. I take all my all my comments back.
Yeah.
But I do think that it would be nice to see like an actual just a friend on this show, because we've just seen these ladies just full-time housewives, no like actual friends. So it would be nice to see somebody like, and I think it's going to be necessary to add somebody in the next season. So yeah, excited.
I wonder if they could convince Miss Kimberly to move to Salt Lake.
Oh my God. I want them to go back to her every season. I need that to be like a ritual for them, like
Oh yeah,
a
like the
whole
Berserk
thing.
cheers.
Yeah, they need to go back to her, or like other housewives need to go to her. I think that that would be kind of cool to see like
Oh my God,
other housewives
yes.
have that same kind of experience.
Yeah, she needs to be a Bravo staple. I'm surprised Andy didn't try to get her on like Watch What Happens Live.
I know. I think that she would have been hilarious to like pick her brain.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll come back with Summer House. Okay, so we're back with Summer House. We're in the second episode. Still in quarantine, obviously.
Yeah.
So Luke and the new girl, Sierra, have shown up and they're making house. And ooh, there's a love triangle going on.
Luke is just, oh my God. Luke is like every single like boy that knows that he's hot, and like he is a true player. Like there's and the thing is that he really does a great job at masking like how much of a douche and player he is with like, his activities, like his jewelry making business, and also like living in Minnesota and stuff like that. But it's like, beware, because what's that saying? Like, he's like a tiger. He's like a tiger in like monkey skin. I don't
No. He's I think it's like a lion in sheep's clothing or something like that. A wolf in
Yeah,
sheep's
basically.
clothing.
Okay, that
Sheep,
makes more
whatever.
sense. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that was I love how Paige the entire like episode was like trying to like get information. Like
Oh my
she is
God.
like determined. Like this is her like number one job this summer, is just to basically like find out information about Luke just so that she can go back to Hannah and show her evidence that he's shit.
Yeah. So basically, Paige, she just sidles up to Sierra beside the pool and she was just like, "So how do you know Luke? How long
Yeah.
have you guys, been together? Did you guys hook up? Was it good?" I mean, a true girlfriend who will sleuth for her bestie. I mean,
So before like we found out this information, honestly, like I thought, oh, you know what it is? Sierra is probably just like a person that they casted for the show, and they just needed a way to like bring her in, as like we've seen in other Housewives and Bravo TV shows, where it's just like, oh yeah, like this is my friend that I knew for like from this event, but it, like you later in the show you realize that these people had nothing to do with each other, and they were just it was just
I
an
know.
excuse to bring each other in. And so that's what I thought how like Sierra's storyline was going to be. But then she gave us all evidence, and then they did a flashback to last
Yeah.
season when Luke was talking to her on the
I
phone, and I was
know.
like, oh my God, like
That
they
was
were telling the
her.
truth.
Like,
Yeah.
she was actually part of the narrative.
She was, and I love that they brought her because it's just like she was a part of the narrative and we didn't even know.
I know,
And it's
right?
like,
I
and
mean,
now we
Hannah didn't even
know.
know.
Wild. Okay, so my question for you is, how do you define a relationship? Because this is a huge thing in this episode that we're kind of realizing that Hannah thought they were in a relationship. Luke said they weren't in a relationship. It all really depends on how you define a relationship.
So I'm pretty like cut and dry person, so I would say a relationship is if you have gone out on dates or whatever, you talk and maybe you hook up. It doesn't really have to, but
Yeah.
the key is if you know the guy or the girl, whatever, asks you to be their boyfriend or girlfriend. Literally, it's just that. Like, honestly, I know that a lot of the times it doesn't happen, and it's usually just like when people hang out a lot, they kind of just assume that they're
Yeah.
officially boyfriend and girlfriend. But for me, it's like if the guy asks you, like, you want to be my girlfriend, like, so are we girlfriend and boyfriend now? And if they say, like, yeah, we are, there we go. That's the relationship. But if they don't say any of that, it's not a relationship.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference between dating and being in a relationship. Dating is when you're
Exactly.
seeing somebody consistently, and you're going out, and you're definitely like in like, you know, like you have every aspect of a relationship, but you haven't had that conversation of exclusivity yet.
Yeah,
And I think that
exactly.
that is important to do. And so I do understand Hannah when she said that, you know, we were dating, but I think that they both are kind of like also having a communication error because like they weren't like technically in a relationship, and Hannah should know that. So I'm just like, Hannah, do not realize that it was just dating. And then he's trying to tell her that they weren't even dating at all. But then, like, when you hear the stuff that she was saying, like how she was going to his house like almost every night, and they were like having dinner and like seeing each other all the time and texting each other, like that's definitely dating, not a
Yeah.
relationship, but dating. So I don't know. It's just tough because I feel bad for Hannah, but I'm also just like, you kind of knew what you were going into and who you were dealing with.
I do not feel bad for Hannah because I think she's a liar. Because last season, she straight up said she just wanted to hook up with Luke. She didn't want a relationship. And he, last season, he didn't want to have sex because he was still hung up about his ex or whatever. And so Hannah, like, sort of respected that, but she made it very clear last season, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking to have fun.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that she was actually like dating or relationship or whatever with Luke. It was just, I don't know. She was just being a friend, I think.
I think Hannah plays it a little too cool, when it comes to like relationships and all that kind of stuff. I think that she's
Yeah.
the kind of person that like pretends like, haha, no, I'm just here for like the good times and just to have fun and whatever. But she deep down is somebody who like, you know, loves hard and likes to be in a relationship and flirts and, you know, wants to be with somebody. So it's kind of like I wish that last summer she was a little bit more stricter with, okay, like I actually like we've been talking a lot, and I want us to be like, are we like in a relationship? Because if we're not, or if you don't want to date me or possibly pursue a relationship like after the summer's over, then maybe you're not the one for me. But I think that she, because she plays it cool a lot, she just kind of let it keep happening, and she got burned from it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't like her also because last summer or last year when they finished shooting the show, she was like talking shit about Luke all the time. Like she even went on podcast or whatever and like made fun of him for being like depressed because of his ex or whatever. And I was just like, This bitch, like, she's so rude. She doesn't, this is karma.
Yeah, okay, but all of that being said, though, Luke is a pig as well. Like,
Oh,
I
I
feel
mean,
like we
yeah, that's
can't
an
put
obvious
all of
fact.
the. Yeah, he is a pig. Like, the fact that he texts her, like, every night, and in this house, too, like, he brought a girl and he texts her, like, he texts Hannah every night. He is still flirting with her. Like, when they were playing tennis, he was still, like, full on flirting with her and saying things. It's just, like, it's all crazy. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, but at the same time, the way that Luke texts Hannah and the way that he texts Sierra is completely different. To Hannah, he says, "Yo, burn dog." That's no. If a guy texts you like that, he's automatically friend zoned you.
Yeah,
And he.
I think she doesn't realize that. I think she's kind of oblivious to that fact,
Oh,
and she
yeah.
thinks of it as like, haha, it's cute flirting, but it's not.
It's not. And it's really, I mean, Hannah really looks like a clown. This season, it's really bad.
I know, and the thing is, like, I don't particularly like her. But I also feel bad for her, but I also don't, because it's just like, girl, like, we already dealt with this last season. So I don't know what the fuck you're up to. And on top of this, like, now compare, like, from the time from last season to now, he has made out with Danielle and he has brought another girl to this house. So these are, like, on top of everything that he's done in the past, like, he's now. There's two new things added to your storyline, to your love life, that makes things even worse. So why the fuck would you want to pursue someone like that still?
I don't know. I feel like it's all for a storyline because apparently she, before they were filming this season of Summer House, she was like, quote unquote, dating this other guy. So,
Okay, yeah, this is not adding up.
I don't know what's real. It's probably all fake, but yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that little powwow between Sierra and Hannah, though? Like, when she went into her room and she was just like, let's tell each other everything about stuff.
Hannah is such a fucking liar. She's like, oh my God, we were dating and da 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 da, all that stuff. And I was just like, no, you weren't. Like, no.
I didn't like her
God.
tone when she was talking to Sierra. I kind of felt like it was not, it was more of a tone that, like, I'm not blaming Luke, I'm blaming you,
Oh,
or
yeah.
like how dare you date him, because it kind of felt like, in a way, like she was saying stuff about Sierra, about, like, I forgot what she said in particular, but she said something. She was just like, well, Luke told me this about you,
No, she was
or
just
he
like,
was,
oh, well, Luke never mentioned you.
oh yeah, that part,
Yeah. And then Sierra threw it
and then,
right
but
back.
Sierra was,
She
yeah,
was
oh, I
like, well, I
loved
heard
that. I
about
was.
you.
Yeah, she was like, I heard about you and what he said. And for a minute, I was just like, Sierra, why'd you say that? You're giving her power. But then she was just like, and he said that he didn't want to sleep with you because then you'd be way too into it and you wouldn't be able to handle it. And I was like, yes, that is the way to come back to
Slam
somebody when they
her.
say that.
Slam
Yeah,
her, Sierra.
exactly. Love that.
Know. What did you think about Carl and his mom getting married? He had to see it on FaceTime.
I think it's sweet. It's nice. It's cute. I mean, his mom moved on very quick.
I know.
But it's fantastic for her. It was nice to see that, they were being smart in the sense that he wasn't going to her
Very
wedding,
true.
in a pandemic. And it was really cute to see that he made everyone, like, got dressed up to, like, see it on
Yeah.
a webcam, which I particularly enjoyed seeing. Carlos is Car Carlos. Carl. His name is not Carlos.
My God.
Carlito. He's an in I feel like this season is going to be a good season for him.
Yeah.
I really liked him, like, season one, and then season two he was kind of a douche, and season three he was a bigger douche, and then season four last season he was, like, just, like, messy and a drunk. But this season I think is going to be his redemption season. I'm really liking him. I actually can't wait to see, like, what happens between him and Paige, because we know stuff might happen. But it's nice to see that he's, like, changed around his life and finally grown up.
Yeah, I know. He seems more mature finally. I mean, he's still dealing with this goddamn divorce. It's like, Sir, you're 30 something. You can work through your emotions. Go call a therapist.
That thing, I'm just like, okay, like I don't want to be judgmental for anyone's issues and problems, but I'm going to be judgmental for
I
his
mean, that's
issue
why
and
we're
problem.
here.
Yeah, okay. So I understand when kids who like are like kids who deal with a divorce because it directly impacts them, but Carl, you don't live with your parents. You are a grown-ass man. Like, I get if your mother's going through emotional stuff, then I do get her, you wanting to help her out, and that can take an emotional toll on you. And I'm assuming he's an only child, so I do feel that only children have to deal with a lot more shit from their parents because they like they're the only child, right? But I'm were you this affected by a divorce? And also, yeah, you're grown enough to get some support and therapy. Like, go and get it.
I know. I hope he does. You know, maybe we should
Yeah.
send him the phone number, a link.
Let's make a cameo for him.
That he just did not request.
Unsolicited. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. Okay, anything else? I mean, I thought it was kind of cute that the house did try to give Kyle a little birthday dinner and they all, played the waiter, the hostess. That was
Yeah,
funny.
I thought that was really cute. I thought that it was a cute idea. For a second, I thought that they were actually going to go to a restaurant, and I was like, "Oh my God, not in a panorama. Like, come on. Not in a panini. Are you guys going to a
Oh my
restaurant?"
God. I was just about to
But
say that.
thankfully, it was all there. And yeah, I thought it was really cute that everyone had like a different part that they were doing. It was just like Kyle is just different. I mean, Kyle, he was like, for the first time, I feel like my birthday was celebrated in a very calm way, and I'm an
My
adult.
God,
I'm like,
yeah.
sir, you're turning like 38 or 39.
I
What
know.
the fuck? I totally forgot that he was that old for a minute
I know,
until they
right?
played like a flashback and they were just like, happy 37th birthday. And I was like, oh my God, can you imagine like dating somebody who was like still getting that wasted and fucked up at like in their mid 30s? Like, no.
I can't even. Oh my God, what did you think about Lindsay and her boyfriend? And he was like, "Can you get me a drink? Go make me a sandwich."
Okay, so I've always thought that Lindsay's like a crazy person. Like,
I know she
she
is.
really goes from 0 to 1,000. In a matter of like 1 second when it comes to her temper. And I'm still very curious if she's ever gotten like anger management or therapy because she could really use it. But at the same time, it's very great for the show, so maybe she doesn't do it on purpose. But I always thought her boyfriend was a sweet person and kind person, like very quiet, very, but he does seem like he throws little jabs and doesn't realize what he's doing, or maybe he does realize what he's doing, because like I did feel that like him telling Lindsay to like make him a sandwich was kind of like rude. And then when they were like bickering a little bit in the kitchen when they were preparing Kyle and Amanda's dinner, I was just like, is he true? Because he was like smiling when he was like getting under her skin, and I was like, does he enjoy this? Like, is this like, does this turn him on? Like, is this a pleasure thing for him? Like, does is that why he's with
Maybe.
Lindsay? Because he likes seeing her upset and aggressive and mad?
Who knows? Maybe he likes the makeup sex afterwards.
That could be it. What do you think of them?
At first, when she was like blowing up at him, she's like, "You're gonna treat me this way?" When he was working, I was like, "Girl, he is working. He needs to get the money in the bank. He needs to put some food on the table too. Like, let him work." I know it's a Saturday, but I mean, what can you do when it comes to your work? Like, you don't want to get fired during a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think the lesson that she should have gotten out of this is instead of like blowing up or like going to your friend, blowing up there and then coming back into the room and then blowing up there as well, like just have a proper conversation about it, just being like, oh, like can you say please, or like can you be nice about it, or just like talking about it a little bit more. But this girl would rather just get upset and yell.
Yeah, I didn't love it when he just kept telling her to make a sandwich or whatever, 'cause that was just like, I can understand, like, yeah, he's working and, he doesn't have the time to do this, but at the same time, it's like, can you at least say please and thank you?
Or even just get up for like 2 seconds. It doesn't take that long. Like,
I know.
relax.
That's true. But I love in the
You know.
preview when Lindsay's just like, how many sandwiches have you made for me? Oh,
Oh
God.
man. Oh, do you think we're ever gonna see Everett come back this time? Because I feel like he's
Oh,
come
my
back like every
God.
season.
Yeah, because he's like friends with Carl and Kyle.
I
But
guess this season he won't, right? Because of the panorama.
yeah, they're trying to bring new people in here.
Do you think that's her soulmate, or do you think she like this guy is good for her?
I don't think she has a soulmate. I don't know who can handle her, because damn. I think she needs some therapy too. Or anger management, because she's got some issues.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah. Anything else to add about Summer House?
Yes. In terms of there we're seeing some new facial hair on people this time around. The facial hair looks great on Carl. It looks terrible on Kyle, and it looks terrible on Luke. And those are my final thoughts.
I mean, Luke does shave it off, thankfully, because
He
that.
looked pretty bad with it too. I don't like he looks really old. I mean, he looks good with just like a regular beard, not like something like super overgrown.
Like caveman, yeah.
Yeah, like he looked good last season, but this season he's kind of like aged 10 years. He has.
That is true. Okay, well, that's it for this episode. We will be back next week with Atlanta, the second part of Salt Lake City and Summer House. Oh,
Yes, we
and
will.
oh, will we be back for
Oh my God, we're gonna have New
Jersey?
Jersey next week.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Very exciting.
Oh my God, that is gonna be wild.
So it's gonna be a jam-packed episode. So look out for it.
I mean, okay, so I guess this is a great opportunity to kind of like talk about like our reactions to the preview and what we're excited for in New Jersey.
True. Let's get into it.
What do you think?
Oh wow, I feel like we finally have a season. I mean, we've had seasons before, but this is, I feel like this is just not never been done kind of thing.
Yeah.
There are some fights. Everybody is being so messy. Teresa being messy again. I mean, what's new? Melissa with another fake storyline about, now her marriage is struggling. Don't care about that.
It's a fake storyline?
Yeah, she always has fake storylines. I mean, her wanting to have
That's
a baby.
true. Yeah. Was it Jackie, right? Was it her
Yeah.
that called her out last season about like faking that about the first storyline, or
Oh
it
no,
was
that was
her, right?
Jennifer.
Oh right, Jennifer. Sorry, I
Yeah.
confused their names.
So there's that. I mean, there's allegations that Jackie's husband is cheating on her, and like that really like sets her off. And she
Yeah.
goes for like the jugular towards Teresa because Teresa's like spreading this rumor.
Yeah, I didn't want to see them fight again because I felt that when we saw that in season one, like I was like, okay, like I've seen you guys fight, like it is what it is. And to me, like their fights aren't super entertaining, but I guess this time around, hopefully it'll be like explosive and a different level of entertaining. I don't know if that makes sense, but
Yeah, I just think Teresa just likes to stir the pot.
rile people up. Yeah, she
Yeah, and rile
does.
people up. And she's also just a really big hypocrite. And so like I feel like that gets under people's skin a lot. And she never like admits that obviously, so that's the entertaining value.
Yeah, I'm excited for the season as well because, as we know, it's like the third consecutive season with no new members or
Yeah.
members leaving. So it's kind of great. And I do feel that Jersey was like really good from like seasons 1 to 5, I want to say. And then the middle seasons weren't great, but we're kind of like seeing that now it's finally gotten to a point where like again, like it has like a really good cast. I am kind of sad that we're not gonna see Danielle.
Oh my God.
Because, okay, as crazy as the lady is, she's so entertaining.
She is. I mean, fun fact for the listeners, one time,
Know exactly what you're gonna say.
one time, Aman had tagged me in a Danielle Staub's post on Instagram, and I had replied to his comment, and I said something like, "Oh my God, I love Danielle, bring her back." And then she followed me on Instagram, guys, and she still follows me to this day.
She still follows you? What?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay, Samantha, you're good friends with her. We need to get her as a guest on this podcast. So we need to try and do this. We need to message Danielle and ask her if she would be willing to come on this podcast. Although we cannot pay her with money or anything, this might be some great publicity for
Oh my God, I'm scared to ask her.
I would be scared to just talk to her, even on
Right?
like phone. I would be like so scared and intimidated. I'd be like, oh my God, like I have to like not say anything like bad or because I don't know what she would say or do.
She might just leave the recording. She'd be like, "You're not getting anything. You're not even getting 30 seconds."
And she'd be like, well, fuck you and fuck your family. And I'm gonna call
No.
Spotify and see if they can remove you guys from releasing podcasts.
My God.
And I'm also gonna report you guys on Instagram. And yeah, I'm also gonna find your employers and get you guys fired because you said one small bad thing about me.
Exactly. So, maybe when we have some more clout,
Yeah,
we can
maybe.
get her on here.
Yeah, more courage too.
Yeah. Anything else we want to add about the trailer for New Jersey?
No, nothing else. I do know that apparently Jackie is gonna say something bad about Teresa's daughter,
Yeah.
Gia, amidst their fight, which is gonna cause Teresa to yell at her with the C word very often. I don't know. I'm interested to see what's gonna happen. I also am interested because this is the first time ever we're gonna be seeing Teresa like dating,
Oh my
like
God,
not
yeah.
without Joe or anything. And it's I hope that she shows more of that because I feel like over the past seasons she obviously, especially like the last season and the season before, she was kind of like talking about, like if he can't come back to the US, then yes, I'm gonna not be with him. And then we kind of saw that when she went back to Italy to visit him, there was some awkward tension there because obviously she still is mad at him. And finally, we like heard that they finally got a divorce. I don't know if it's still in the process or whatnot, but they're getting a divorce. And so yeah, we know that she's dating somebody new now, and she was dating that pool guy for a small minute.
Oh,
So
that poor
I'm
guy.
interested to see what this new Teresa is gonna look like.
Yeah, same here. Okay, guys, so we will see you guys next week. Please be sure to rate us on Apple Podcast.
And make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. So on Instagram, we're the low budget bitches, and on Twitter, we are.
The low budget B.
Yes. So interact with us there. We're going to be posting some fun stuff and some discussions so we can hear from you folks. And yeah, we'll see you all next week. Bye now.
Bye, guys.